Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Jesus would often use parables to teach, and he does so in today's gospel. Now, parables turn the world that we know upside down. It gets us thinking in different ways about different things. In some ways, to coin the term, we are able to think out of the box. And the gospel for this weekend is very true of that. The parable is that of the landowner. And when we first hear this parable, our first instinct is, this is unfair. It's unjust the way this landowner treats his workers. But look to the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And what does Isaiah say? Our way of thinking is not God's way. Instead, God's way is very different from our way. Great example of this is a child and a parent. A child will come to their parent and they'll say, you know, I'm going to go to bed at midnight tonight. And the parent will say, absolutely not. You're going to bed at 8 o'clock tonight. Well, the child will then say to the parent, well, that's wrong. That's unfair. That's unjust. I want to go to bed at midnight tonight. The parent will then say, you will go to bed at 8 o'clock, which is a reasonable hour for all children to go to bed at. Next, the child will say, I want to eat ice cream from now on at every meal. Well, the parent will say, no, you'll eat your fruits and your vegetables and you'll drink your milk. The child will then say, well, that is unfair. That is unjust. I like ice cream. I want to eat it as often as I can. The parent will say, no, you'll eat your fruits and your vegetables and drink your milk to help you grow big and strong. Now, the child doesn't have the parent's perspective. The parents know so much more that is good, safe, and healthy for their child. Therefore, the child sees from a very narrow perspective, from their own world, whereas the parents are able to see from a larger perspective, the bigger picture, you could say. And so, in some cases, in some ways, the child will conclude that the parents are unfair, unjust, because they share that narrow perspective. Now, apply that to the spiritual life. You know, we see things in our life or in this world from a very narrow perspective. You know, according to our own world, our own life. And yet, God sees all things. He sees the complete perspective, the big picture, the whole scheme of things. We only see a very narrow portion of the grand scheme. See, therein lies the problem. From our perspective, we may see things in our life or in this world that may appear unjust to us, unfair. We fail to see and understand all the implications. We fail to see the grand picture that only God can see and understand and know. We look out into this world and we see maybe a young woman married with two young babies, and she's dying of cancer. We also, at the same time, look out into the world and we see someone who is chronically ill, who experiences chronic pain, severe pain, and has been for several years, and now is prepared and wants to die to get this pain over with, to get some sort of relief and peace. And yet they linger on, day after day after day. And we say, that's unjust. That's not fair. Or we look out into our own country here in the United States and we see so much unemployment, so much poverty. And yet, at the same time, we see on the news these corporate scandals in which people are making millions of dollars dishonestly. And we say, that's unfair. That's unjust. Well, when we see these things, I think what the first thing we have to do is turn to the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And what does Isaiah say? As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts, says the Lord. Isaiah is telling us our perspective of the world is kind of like a child's perspective, very narrow. We are finite creatures. There's only so much that we can take in and understand of the world and in our life. And yet, God is infinite. God's perspective is complete. He sees the grand scheme of things. He sees the whole picture. What's the key? For us to trust in God, to trust that God's ways are just, they are fair, even when they don't appear to be. You know, there's that great Zen story that is so popular. It's a story of the farmer who plows his field with one horse that he owns. One day, the horse runs away. The farmer's friends come to the farmer and they say to him, "How unfortunate you are. How unlucky you are that your horse has left you." The farmer's response, "We'll see." A week later, the farmer's horse returns, and he returns with two other wild horses. The farmer's friends come back and they say, "How lucky you are. How fortunate you are. Your horse has come back, and now he has brought two additional horses to you." The farmer's response, "We'll see." A week later, the farmer's son is riding one of the wild horses and it throws him. He breaks his arm. The friends come by and they say to the farmer, "How unlucky you are. How unfortunate you are that your son has broken his arm." The farmer's response, "We'll see." A week later, the king orders all the soldiers to go out throughout the entire countryside and recruit all the young men to prepare them for war. Soldiers, they go to the farmer. They see that his son has a broken arm and they leave him. They don't recruit him into the army. The friends come back again and they say to the farmer, "How lucky you are. How fortunate you are that your son isn't recruited into the army." The farmer's response, "We'll see." Now, it's so interesting that farmer's response each time, he keeps saying, "We'll see." What he understands is, although some things may appear to be good luck or bad luck, essentially, in the grand scheme of things, it all can quickly change. You see, the farmer doesn't make the mistake by judging what is good luck or bad luck. He just accepts it. The friends make the mistake. They think they know what is good luck and bad luck, and they are wrong. See, what we have to understand is what looks like bad luck could be the best thing that had ever happened in our life. What looks like an injustice is probably part of God's overall plan for us all. And see, again, listen to the words of Isaiah. "As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." Essentially, Isaiah is telling us that we cannot begin to know how God thinks. What is a call for on our behalf? For us to have trust and faith that God's ways are always just. God's ways are always motivated by His great love for us all. And because we cannot see the grand plan, the grand scheme of it all, and that only God can, we have to have faith and trust that God truly has our best interests at hand. Now, with that in mind, go back into the gospel. And now the parable begins to make more sense. The end of the day, the workers who first started and first were hired in the morning are complaining. They think they've been treated unfairly. Notice what they say to the landowner. "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and heat." Now these workers think that they were treated unjustly. And yet, what might appear unjust on the surface may not be so underneath. Think of it. The workers are kind of like children. They have a very narrow perspective of what's going on. And yet the landowner, sees the big picture. He sees the grand scheme of it all. Maybe that landowner saw those workers that he hired later in the day. He saw how desperate they were and how they were wrought with anxiety because they couldn't find work to feed their families. Maybe that landowner saw in their desperation that these workers felt a sense of failure. Worse yet, because they couldn't find work, they began to feel a lack of self-worth. And so, maybe that's why the landowner gave these workers that he hired on later on in the day a full day's wage, to relieve them of that sense of failure, to give them a positive sense of self-worth. And you see, this is something that the workers that were hired on earlier in the day, they didn't see that. They didn't know that, but the landowner did. See, that's a wonderful way of describing us and God. God sees everything in this world. He knows everything. Do we? No. Therefore, our perspective is narrow. You know, what seems unjust or unfair in our life or in this world, as we interpret it, could be possibly part of God's plan. Because God sees the complete perspective. See, Isaiah and Jesus are teaching us a powerful lesson. God's ways are not our ways. God's thinking is not the way we think. What does it call for on our behalf? Trust. Trust and faith. Realizing that God's ways are always just. They're never unfair. God's ways are always motivated by love for each and every one of us. And so, with that in mind, we trust in God. We don't always know why things happen in this world, especially bad things, why people suffer, why unfortunate occurrences happen to individuals. We don't. But through faith and through trust and love in God, we are confident to know and have faith that God's ways are just and always motivated out of love for all of us. May the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.